Republicans in both houses of the U.S. Congress introduced a bill they're calling the Back the Blue Act of 2017. The Senate bill was introduced by John Cornyn, Republican out of Texas, and is co-sponsored by 15 senators, all Republicans. The House bill was introduced by Ted Poe, Republican out of Texas, and has five co-sponsors, all Republicans. The bill would create new federal crimes, impose federal police over the will of local officials and voters, and shield police officers from virtually any civil liability, even in cases of egregious misconduct. If the GOP Back the Blue Act of 2017 is made into law, I'm sure U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions would enforce it with great enthusiasm, since stating he isn't interested in holding police accountable for violating the rights of U.S. citizens. First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution contained within the Bill of Rights in part says that Congress shall make no law prohibiting the people from petitioning the government for a redress of grievances. Passing a law to prevent people from petitioning the U.S. courts by suing abusive law enforcement is unconstitutional, un-American, and clearly demonstrates an attempt to undermine the very Constitution these Republicans swore to defend. This is undermining the very principle that leads to the Boston Massacre that led to the American Revolution, when colonists following Crispus Attucks confronted abusive British soldiers on police duty who had brutalized a Boston teenager. This bill must be opposed by all Americans who believe in truth, justice, and liberty for all citizens, as those who swore an oath to serve and protect citizens by upholding the U.S. Constitution are attempting to undermine protections and asserting special privileges for law enforcement to abuse the American citizens, much like the British troops of King George III. This has been Scotty Reed with a BTR News commentary. For more commentary, visit me online at BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.